This week on Making Contact.
The biggest thing that we need to do is to realize the damage that we have done and what are we going to do about it. We are in the 11th hour.
Women are gaining influence as leaders throughout the world, fighting for peace, justice, the environment, and civil society. In this program, we visit with three members of the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers. Formed in 2004 as a global alliance of elder women healers. They bring an urgent message about the destruction of the Earth's environment, the expansion of war, and the spread of social chaos. And they point the world toward a renewal of spirit. I'm Sandina Robbins, your host this week on Making Contact, an international radio program connecting people, vital ideas, and important information. This program is a special collaboration with the Women Rising Radio Project. Grandmother Flor de Mayo is a Mayan curandera, or healer, from a small village near Nicaragua's border with Honduras, where she studied as an apprentice under her mother. She says her journey to meet with the International Council of the 13 Indigenous Grandmothers began when she left Nicaragua as a teenager and moved to New York City.
My mother felt that her daughters needed a chance to be better humans. And the oppression that happens in Nicaragua, the machismo that is there. My mother had 15 children. Women had no rights. And in Central America, the women are especially kept illiterate because if you don't know, then you're dependent. And if you're dependent, you are never free. I was never out of this little, tiny, little town until I left to come to the United States. And I came into LaGuardia Airport, and I've never seen concrete in my life. I've never seen a building in my life. I don't think I've seen cars like that. Everything was new. Everything was profoundly different and scary and frightening. And the language, I had no idea what anybody was saying. Absolutely none. I cried, I think, for a whole year, day and night, day and night. I had no idea I was lost. I was devastated that I had to live in an apartment. The elevators scared me to death. The stairs scared me. The food was nauseating. I was not used to any kind of packaged food or white bread. I was used to tropical fruit, you know, guayabas, mangoes, things like that. Eventually, I was put in school and I learned, you know, the basics of reading and writing. And at the same time, I taught myself how to read and write in Spanish. I love to do artwork. So I was sent to this creative program, and this is where I met my beloved, and we've been together since then. And so I married a man from the Bronx, and so I speak like I'm from the Bronx. I learned English by listening.
In addition to acquiring a Bronx accent in English, Flor de Mayo mastered the art of living in two worlds. Flor de Mayo now serves on the board of the Institute of Natural and Traditional Knowledge in New Mexico. She works as a practicing curandera and a bridge between cultures.
I was born a seer. This is what is known. In Spanish, we call it vidente, clarividente. I had visions, and the grandmothers took me into the heavens. I heard a very celestial voice, sort of an androgynous voice, call me from the heavens. And when I opened my eyes and I looked up in the room, I started noticing that the roof of the house did not exist anymore, nor did I have walls. And I noticed that there were four elderly grandmothers, in the four directions, and they were large enough so that they took the whole area above the earth with their palms up, sort of surrounding the earth. And the grandmother from the east called me, and I flew from the bed, and I met the grandmother by touching foreheads. And I don't have any recollections of any particular message that the grandmother gave me, but it was a feeling of transmission. There was like an electrical light connection between her forehead and my forehead and the rest of my body and the universe. After I was finished with the grandmother of the east, I came back into the bed, and then the grandmother of the west called me, and the same thing happened. And the grandmother of the north called me, and the same thing happened, and the grandmother of the south.
Flor de Mayo saw the celestial grandmothers again just a week before she entered the conference room for the first meeting of the 13 indigenous earthly grandmothers.
To tell you the truth, the truth is that when I walked in there, things looked very familiar, like I've been there before, like we've been together before, like we all said at some time, hey, let's meet in such and such a place at such and such a time. And I can't think of anything that was more profound than that. And everything just kind of went very smoothly. You know, we all had our moments of ceremony that we did there. When we were in dialogue, we realized that we had so much in common. And I think that this is what brought us to make the decision to become a council, because one single person is not as strong as 13 voice strong. Not only that, but when you put all of our years together and all of our ages, all 13 grannies, we're close to 900 years of indigenous knowledge from all over the world. So, I mean, how good is that? So it was quite impressive. It was very impressive.
Following the gathering, the grandmothers presented their ideas to a larger group of prominent women writers and leaders of different fields, including Alice Walker, Gloria Steinem, and Carol Moseley Braun.
When women of whatever age they are, when they see us together, they would feel the strength, and through the strength, to bring circles together in their community of whatever age group women there are, to come together, to embrace each other, to become vehicles of the knowledge, and to know that they're being protected, they're being watched. It is in the writings of the Maya that as we get closer to the year zero, there will be a changing of energy that will come from the east of the color of honey, which is a very beautiful kind of yellow sort of energy. And this yellow energy is a very, very feminine energy that is moving women around the world. It was prophesized that the change would come.
Flor de Mayo raises her deep concerns about the destruction of the environment to the gatherings of the 13 grandmothers and shares her sense of urgency about the future of life on Earth.
The biggest thing that we need to do as humans is to realize the damage that we have done, the damage that we are continuing to do, and what are we going to do about it? When I met with the grannies, I said to the grannies, we are in the 11th hour. In my lifetime, I have seen rivers dry up. In my lifetime, I have seen animals disappear. The amount of garbage that is out there, the amount of pollution that is out there, it's unbelievable that we could do this. I remember when I was 17, my husband brought me to the botanical gardens in the Bronx, and I've never seen a greenhouse. And they had some tropical birds there from Central America, and they had some vegetations of Central America, probably even South America, the Amazon, I remember my body going into a state of fear. I remember feeling my body shaking, like every cell of my being just shaking. And there was a feeling that if we're not careful, this is the only way that we are going to experience these different climates around the world, through a glass bubble. The hope is there. The thing is that as humans, you know, we have to embrace it. The hope is there because the grandmothers have given us that hope to change. They have given us the power. We know that we need to change. And we have the protection. We just need to move with that trust.
You're listening to Making Contact, a production of the National Radio Project. Today's program is a special collaboration with the Women Rising radio series, a project of Crown Safira Productions. If you'd like more information or for a cassette or CD copies of this program, please call 800-529-5736. That's 800-529-5736. You can also visit us on the web at radioproject.org. Grandmother Beatrice Long Visitor Holy Dance is an elder in the Native American Church, a sun dancer, and a health worker with her Lakota Oglala people. She traveled to upstate New York in 2004, wondering why she'd been invited to the Grandmother's Council and what would happen when she got there.
When we first entered the place where they were meeting, we got there a few hours late. My sister and I were dressed like farmers or something, you know. We walked in there with our jeans on and like that, and they were sitting at a round table, and they were all dressed nice and everything, and they invited us to sit down, so we sat down, and it was wonderful. It was a beautiful place where we went, and everything was just nice. Everybody was welcoming us, and it felt good, and I was anxious to find out what we were there for, what they wanted to know about us, and what was going to happen. So we sat down and we joined them, and they started the meeting. And as we went along, we figured out why it was so important for us to be there. Each one of the grandmothers that talked spoke about a lot of things that's going on in this world. We talked about peace and the wars and the environment, and we talked about our grandchildren, what they are going through nowadays. I lost two grandsons. One grandson, May 1st, passed away. In June 1st, a month later, another grandson passed away, all through drugs and alcohol. And the more we talked, the more we got into it, why it seemed to me like it was only because the Creator chose us to be there to speak and talk about peace and try to let the younger generation know what we were about, and to let them know that they can live a better life and have a better environment. Everything could be good for them without drugs, without alcohol, and all these kind of things. So I was really impressed with a lot of things that I heard from the other grandmothers, how they grew up and all that kind of thing.
Grandmother Beatrice joined the first prayer session in New York, and it lasted for about 24 hours. Since that first marathon, the grandmothers have used prayer as a tool for transformation of their own hearts, for each other and for the world.
I've learned how to pray ever since I was 6 years old. Stood by my grandma, stand by her, and when she's outside, when the sun's coming up, she reaches out and prays. And I stand by her and reach out and pray like her. I hear what she's saying and I learn from her. And every time I pray in my Lakota language, I remember my grandmother. They call her Inshingchila in Indian, her Indian name. Children need to pray. They need to look at their parents. Parents have to guide them along with prayer. And the other thing is the Grandmothers Council speak about the environment. We need our waters to be cleared, and we're praying about all that. And we need the air to be clear, prayed about that, so that we can have good gardens, and the things that we need is being provided by the Creator.
Grandmother Beatrice works in the Lakota community, encouraging young people to return to the land. Her daughter, Loretta, heads up an organization called Running Strong for Youth, which has helped some 500 Lakota families on the Pine Ridge Reservation to grow their own organic gardens. Loretta hopes to expand the organic gardening program to include all of the Lakota Oglala people.
Every year I Sundance with my family over in the Black Hills. We make prayers. We dance for 4 days, fasting and going without water and food for 4 days, and praying for our younger generations so that they can have a better life.
Grandmother Beatrice's daughter, Loretta, translates from the Lakota language.
Back in her generation, the community of the place where she grew up coexisted harmoniously. In other words, everybody looked out for each other. Everybody made sure everybody had enough to eat. Community events took place where all the families in each community participated. They looked out for each other. There was no fighting, no drugging, no alcohol use. Everybody was of like-mindedness to make sure that the children had what they needed. She said those things need to be put back into place in order for us to have all the chaos out of our lives. She said the message has to be world peace. She said, if people start to care for each other, which is the hardest thing for you to ask somebody to care for you when you don't know them, she said, is the task at hand.
Grandmother Beatrice stands 4 feet 10 inches tall and for decades has driven a large truck delivering medicines on the Pine Ridge Reservation. This past year, she tried to retire, but lasted only 12 days. She's now back on the road with no plans to slow down. And this year, Beatrice will host the International Council of the 13 Indigenous Grandmothers at her home in South Dakota to celebrate her 80th birthday. A grandmother from the Yupik Nation, Rita Pitka Blumenstein, was born and raised in Tununak, Alaska, where she learned to practice plant and energy medicine, later becoming a tribal healer. Grandmother Rita is now on staff at Anchorage's South Central Foundation Traditional Healing Clinic.
I grew up no grocery stores, and we had to learn to eat from the land, and we didn't grow vegetables. We just get what God put on the earth. I talk to the plants. That's how I learned my medicine most of it. When they say no, don't do it. When they say yes, do it. And my favorite ones are edible things like fireweed and fiddleheads, willow leaves, and sour docks, and beach greens, and lovages, and whatever. I do the traditional way by feeling with energy and with touching and without touching. And the way I look at it is my hands are the antenna of my mind. The hands are the antenna of your mind. And you talk to the body. People say prayers is talking to the universe, you know. Like when you talk to your loved one and things like that, it's just the same thing to the body.
In addition to her work around plant and energy medicine, Grandmother Rita uses what she calls the talking circle, a traditional method of dialogue. She teaches the talking circle at conferences and through her books and recordings.
Talking circle begins with the storytelling. You know, and you listen around the circle. It's not confession. It's just storytelling. So there's certain kinds of ways of just fun stories or around the fire or scary stories around the fire. It's the same thing. But there's a healing circle. My mother used to do that to us. When we were kids, instead of saying a prayer before you go to bed, we have a little snack, and then she tells us, okay, it starts from her. She said, today, the best things I did today, happy things. She asks us, how was your day today? What didn't you like about the day today? So we tell them that. And then second circle, she says, what was the best thing for you today? What did you most like? And we tell them. And the third thing is what we're going to do about it. Like, I guess it's counseling or something around the council, around the fire.
When Grandmother Rita was invited to the first meeting of the Indigenous Grandmothers, she found herself among kindred spirits, caring women from around the world.
The first one was so spiritual. That's the way it's supposed to be. Because our plan is a peace. Learn to love yourself first and everybody else in the whole world. Yeah, it was the first one, the very first one we had in New York was so spiritually high. And it was unique because it was in the hole, surrounded by mountains. And it was in the valley, low, way down. And at that time, the eagles would come and soar. Almost every day, eagle come by and visit, seems like. And it was very spiritual. I'll never forget it was just such a high. That's the way it's supposed to be. And once the fire is going, that's when the prayer starts. And then vibrations by singing, and each one of us is beautiful. There's a lot. It's so powerful. Sometimes we knocked off or something. It's so powerful. Our aim is to learn to get along together and share. And we share our stuff. They're interesting. And they're beautiful. Lots of surprises in that group. We're not all perfect, but we get along beautiful. Just like a talking circle, we corrected the differences. So the universe needs that.
Since that first encounter, the 13 indigenous grandmothers have been able to travel together and carry their message of peace and healing the earth. They met with the Dalai Lama in India and presented him with a sacred condor feather, which he promised to use when blessing his meetings with heads of state worldwide.
We have to share. Instead of greed, we have to share. That's the song of the world. I only dance once, my own dance. I learn one song and I danced it just one time to reveal my gift. That's all. And everything that I had, they burned them. And they told me that I have nothing. Nothing belongs to me. Beautiful parka, everything, the regalia that I had, they burned it in front of me. And my mother told me, you have absolutely nothing. Nothing belongs to you. Belong to the universe. My song is, we all belong to the universe. Instead of greed, we have to share. When I was a little girl, they were going to tattoo me for choosing to be a healer. And my mother said, no, you can't do that because he's going to have two worlds. So you have to balance the two worlds. So you have to use the two worlds together. So that's what she told them. So that's why we're getting together as 13, and maybe it'll work better and gather the two worlds into one. So that's our idea of being 13 grandmothers. So we need all your help. People got to help us because we don't know nothing.
That's it for this Women's Desk edition of Making Contact. These profiles of international changemakers were co-produced with Lynn Feinerman's Women Rising radio series, a project of Crown Safira Productions. You can learn more about the work of these courageous women at radioproject.org. If you'd like to order a CD of this program, our toll-free number is 800-529-5736. Our theme music is by the Charlie Hunter Trio, additional music by Sissy Goodhouse, Elena Charles and Mary Stachelrott, and Zoshi Toki. Special thanks to John Axtell at KQSK in Chadron, Nebraska, to Michelle Wozniak and Steve Simmons at KSKA in Anchorage, Alaska, to independent reporter Jeff Conant, and to the staff of the International Council of the 13 Grandmothers. Stephanie Welch is our production engineer, Lisa Rudman is our executive director, Peggy Law is our founding director, senior producer Tina Rubio, communications manager Dorian Taylor, associate producer Emily Polk, and I'm your host, Sandina Robbins.